This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose.
After over a month of lockdown, Illinois is now allowing churches to meet for, quote, small, safe services. Governor J.B. Pritzker modified his stay-at-home order to accommodate churches after a small church filed a federal lawsuit. Stay tuned to learn more.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
On March 21st, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a stay-at-home order to prevent COVID-19 from spreading further in his state. He has since decided to extend the order through May 30th. The order originally also applied to churches, keeping them from meeting in person. But a small evangelical church filed a federal lawsuit, claiming that the order violates their First Amendment rights. Members of the Beloved Church are not the only ones who are frustrated with the order. Over 100 protesters gathered in what they call liberty rallies at the Capitol in Springfield and Chicago. Governor Pritzker says he wants restrictions removed as quickly as anyone else does, but not until safety is ensured. He says removing the restrictions won't be, quote, because some protester has a sign that says Liberate Illinois. The AP reports that Pritzker modified his executive order Thursday night, April 30th. While the order still encourages online and drive-up services for churches, the modification allows churches to meet in person as long as the number of attendees does not exceed 10 at a time, and as long as they maintain 6 feet of social distance from other worshipers. Illinois is one of the handful of states that have required churches to close during COVID-19 lockdowns. Many states have instituted stay-at-home orders that exempt religious services, although they still encourage churches to do online services if possible. Check out the full story at charismanews.com and keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.